You are listening to the Campus Life Podcast, where Gary shares his lessons and adventures on campus as a college chaplain and the lead pastor of a collegiate church plant in West Hartford, Connecticut. Gary releases a new episode on the first and last Thursday of each month, but keep an eye out on your email because Gary is known to release bonus content every now and then. Lastly, Gary answers two questions on each episode. You can submit your questions by emailing us at info@faithfellowshipct.com and typing campus life question in the subject line. Now buckle up for this episode of Campus Life.
Hey, my name is Gary Knighton, and I am a college missionary at the University of Hartford. I get to serve the university in two unique ways. One, as the pastor of Faith Fellowship Church, a collegiate church plant that was started here 6 years ago here. We meet here on campus at the University of Hartford for the campus. And also, I am the Protestant chaplain for the University of Hartford for all of our students, faculty, and staff on campus here. And so I'm excited to be able to talk with you today about kind of the work I do here. And so if you've been listening before, you kind of get an idea of where what it is that I do. But I want to talk a little bit about my summer because I think it's a good segue into what has happened. Some of the first things that have happened for me as I'm pursuing this full-time journey to be here at the University of Hartford. And so the first thing I want to talk about is our summer was amazing. It was just a good time of relaxation, and we needed it. Now that we're in the semester, we know exactly just how much we really needed that vacation, that time away from the campus when we got a chance to get away as a family. And so it was a bunch of firsts for us this vacation. Now, we've been on previous vacations before, but this one was special. It was unique, I think, so far. And so one of the firsts for our kids was they were able to fly. They have flown on a plane for the very first time, and they handled it like champs. Like, I was so proud of my sons. They didn't, like, cry. They didn't throw the tantrums. They were just excited to be on the plane. I think Lukey, who's our smallest one, son, he was just like, okay, what is this? He wouldn't sleep through it, but he woke up, but he was calm. And Ben was just excited. Ben was just like, oh, man. This is amazing. He wanted a window seat. He wanted to look out. He wanted to see. He had a Spider-Man headphones. He was ready to go. And they handled like champs, and I was super proud. It was a struggle bus, though, like getting in and out and walking around D.C., but, you know, God was good. So it was a first. So it was also my first time being in Washington, D.C. We had a chance to see the White House. We had a chance to see the national monuments and the mall. We also got to go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture, which was really good for us. Just kind of seeing where our people came from and seeing the history and the progression was a lot. It was very impactful and very meaningful. And so that was really good. It was also my first time being able to visit one of our students while they were back at home and away from the rest of the campus. And so that was nice to see him in his own element, see him in his own city. He kind of gave us a tour to the White House. And so that was just really special. And it was an awesome privilege for us to be able to connect with our student in the flesh while they were back in their home city. And I even got to dream a little with him, able to look at his context and say, hey, man, you could be doing this down here, kind of shoot him some ministry ideas and say, hey, you can be affecting and pushing forward the kingdom and affecting culture down here in these few ways. So that was really, really, really good. That was awesome. So all of those firsts were like incredibly meaningful for us on our vacation. And it was just awesome. Also, I also got to see the Alfred Street Baptist Church, which is a very historic church. I got to go there. That was amazing. So that was also a first for me as well. I've seen it on YouTube, TV and stuff, but I never got to go. And I was able to go and see that church in Alexandria, Virginia, while we're down there. But one of the things that was pretty cool, that was a first for me, and it happened in the summer as well, was that when I returned from vacation, I was invited to a meeting on campus that I had never been invited for before. Maybe I was invited, but I didn't have the availability. But it was my first time actually being invited and being able to go. And I thought that was amazing. So I was invited to participate in an RA training panel for our resident assistants. And that was really cool. So I didn't know what it was going to be like, but I was invited and I had the time to come. And so I did. And so I, as I said before in previous episodes, you know, if you're invited to stuff, please go. You know, if you're working on a college campus, you're, you know, you're fresh, you're, especially if you're new, you need to show up to stuff. You need to buy in. You need to be seen at things. You need to show that you are a part of the campus and that you really care. And so I was able to go to this event, and there was a panel. So, of course, they were asking questions. Our dean of student affairs was there, kind of giving some kind of sleeper questions and asking us and kind of pointing some questions toward us. And so it was just a great time to connect with students. I got to see some of my students because they're RAs and got to connect. And so I just want to share a few little pointers from that. And it's really the overarching idea for today. And that is, when you're invited to these meetings, yes, you need to show up. But the other thing is that you need to speak up. Okay? You need not be silent. If you're invited to a meeting where there's an opportunity to speak, or there are questions that are being asked, or it's an open time for you to share your perspective, I implore you to do so. I beg you, because you were invited to this meeting because someone on the team, whoever they were, decided that you could add value to this conversation, right? They invited you because they thought that you had something to add that others could not, right? And so the worst thing that you can do when you're invited to a space, especially a training, especially it's an information kind of 411 kind of thing, and they're trying to, you know, see how it is that you bring value to the university, it's imperative that you do so. It's imperative that you speak up and share the value that you bring to the university as a Christian, right? And I think because it's so relevant today, because people think that faith is irrelevant, especially on a college campus. And so if there are ways that you can insert how the Christian faith, the Christian walk and lifestyle adds value to the university, you know, that's huge. That's so impactful. So let me kind of give you just kind of a walkthrough of some of the questions that, you know, I was asked, and so people wanted to know, first of all, like how they could get connected, you know, how they could get connected. And so, you know, that was a really easy question to answer. I was able to tell our RAs, which is kind of our first wave of touch to students. They're like the information central for freshmen and people who don't know what's going on campus. And so I was able to just tell them, like, here's my office. This is where you'll find my office hours. This is what's happening around campus. There are faith groups that you can connect with. There are small groups and huddles. There's prayer. I'm here. Whatever you need. And even if it has nothing to do with faith, you can still send them to me. Like, I'd love to just see how your life is going, hear your story, and do community. And that was one of the things I told him. I was like, look, you don't have to belong to believe. We're here to help you find meaningful community. Like, we want community. We're here to offer community that is going to push you and help you steward this awesome opportunity, right? So we're able to add value that way, right? So, of course, because faith is irrelevant to most college students, unfortunately, as it stands right now, many of the RAs didn't have a ton of questions for me. So here's the other thing that I had to do. When other people were asked questions in their particular field, I also spoke to that. I would raise my hand and be like, hey, there's something I can add to that from my perspective, from the Christian perspective, from the Christian worldview. One of those instances were when they were talking about sports. And so because I had done a brief sports chaplaincy with the lacrosse team, which God is opening that door again. And if you want to know more about that, I'll talk a little bit about that at the end, how you can get involved in that. So one of the athletic directors was there, and she answered the question about how we can support our student athletes. And so she answered the question. It was a good answer. And so I just raised my hand. My dean called on me. He said, "Hey, go ahead, Pastor." And I spoke up. I said, "Hey, you know, I did a brief the chaplaincy with the lacrosse team. And I said, one of the things I noticed about was checking on injured sports student athletes. Because a lot of times, yes, they come to school for an education. But a large part of their life, their scholarship, some of the finances that they have are about them being able to play on that sports team. And a lot of them, sports is the center of their life. Yes, now school has become a major component. But for a lot of them, their day revolves around the fact that they have practice later or they're going to be in the field later. And I'm like, a lot of them suffered from, you know, depression, just being super down because they couldn't play or they were redshirted. And I said, these people were the guys on the sideline that on my chaplaincy I was able to talk to, book after hour time to talk with them. And I was able to add value because I'm like, you know, we need to see about them because they're going through they got a concussion, they strained their back. And I was able to kind of, you know, lend from my experience how our services has already impacted people. And I thought that was great. So again, don't be silent. If you get into these situations, if you're asked to be there, please do. And they asked me one last question about, you know, I think it was about like needs on campus. And they asked me a question about value. And they were talking about how so many students just don't like, what would be my advice to students who would come to the campus? And I was like, well, my first advice would be like, you know, you never just show up to stuff because we're talking about increasing school spirit. And I was like, you know, I think we should just show up sometime and we should be, you know, explore that curiosity of showing up, because a lot of times there's value in things that we just blow off and say it's not going to be cool. It's not going to be all right. But you go there and it's an OK experience. And I was like, well, you know, I think we'd be surprised what in our life, what things we're missing out on that could add value that we just kind of write off. And so I was able to add that into that conversation. It was valuable. And lastly, they asked me about needs on campus. And I told them, you know, we love to meet needs. You know, I said, as Christians, we're here not only to just, you know, of course, you know, help our students, you know, grow in their faith and help those who are exploring faith know more about faith. But we're here to seek the goodwill of the campus. So if there are needs that you know about on campus, people don't have clothes, people are hungry, people are in need of friendship or, you know, whatever community, we got you. Like, they don't have to believe to belong. They can come here and we'll do life with them and love on them. And so afterward, I was able to talk with one of my RAs who's a part of the campus ministry. And another brother came up to me and said, "Man, I really like what you had to say, because I think sometimes we don't really think about those kind of needs on campus, that people are hungry and that people don't have the right clothing." And he was like, "Man, I really appreciate what you had to say." Now, this is coming from a student who thinks potentially could have thought that faith was irrelevant. But because we spoke up and added value to the conversation, it was huge. And also about a week or two later, when the semester started, I met some other students at an ice cream social that the university was putting on for freshmen. And one of the RAs who was at the meeting says, "Man, I really like what you had to say again about, you know, just adding value and, you know, and checking in on people and community and people not having to believe to belong." I thought that was different than my experience with other people from the Christian faith. And so what I'm trying to say, all in all, is that if you get invited to these meetings, don't do yourself a disservice and a disservice to the people who invited you. Weigh in. Give your opinion. Show them how faith interacts with the everyday campus experience. And I'm telling you right there, if you can do that, you can help promote the cause of Christ and also show how it's relevant again in our culture, right? So that's the spill for today. If you're asked to come, go, but also speak up. Don't just sit and be silent. You're doing yourself a disservice. You're doing the people who invited you a disservice. You can add value because your faith is valuable in the real world. So don't just be quiet. Speak up. So I did say that I wanted to talk more about the lacrosse chaplaincy. And so last year I was only able to do it briefly in the 2018 fall semester because My wife is on maternity leave, and we were 0% funded. And so when she left off maternity leave, I had to return to taking home our sons. Right now, we're 23% funded. In the fundraising campaign to be full-time here on campus. Now, by the grace of God, I'm able to be here a little bit more than I was, but I'm not. It's still not going to be sustainable until we reach 100%. And so I'm asking those to help me stay on the field. Last year, I had to end that chaplaincy about halfway through the year, and I was able to email them this semester, and which is really rare. They gave me a time and asked me to come back. And that doesn't happen a lot on a college campus because a lot of times, for the lack of funding, a lot of sports chaplaincies fall through and people are inconsistent. And I don't want to have that witness on our campus. So I'm asking you if you can partner with me. Even if you just want to partner with me for the sake of the sports chaplaincy, you can do so at $40 a month. That's just 2 cups of coffee a week that you would be turning down and using the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, whatever your persuasion is, to welcome people and say good morning. And as you take away those 2 days of coffee, pray for us as we are on the field talking to students who are hurting, who are lost and broken at La Crosse Chaplaincy. So thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. The outro will have more information about how you can connect and partner with us. As always, if you want to touch the world, you have to reach the campus. Love you guys. Later.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Campus Life. To get the show notes from this episode, be sure to email us at info@faithfellowshipct.com and type show notes in the subject. You can use the show notes to discuss this content with your staff and student leaders. Lastly, if you'd like to financially support Gary on his mission to disciple, develop, and deploy college students so they can influence the culture for Christ for decades to come, visit GaryKnighton.com/H4UH. As always, if you enjoy this content, please share with your friends and on social media. Thanks again for listening to Campus Life.